You know, the big controversy currently about Facebook and Google is that they know too much about you.
现今这个时候呢，有一个对于这个脸书跟这个谷歌呢，有一个很大的这个争议的这个点，就是说呢，他们知道我们太多的消信息了。
And furthermore, they use that information to change your life, not to benefit you, but to the advertisers who pay the bills.
更进一步来说呢，他们知道太多关于使用者的这个讯息呢，想要因此呢，就来改变我们使用者的这个日常的生活呢，目的呢，并不是来让我们使用者能够得到利益，得到而且那些受益的人呢，都是那些刊登广告的人，因为他们付了这个谷歌跟这个脸书的钱。
You know, for many years I've heard people say, I don't like living in a small town because everybody knows my business.
多年来呢，我听过常常听人抱怨说呢，人们讲说他们不喜欢住在一个小城市，因为在那个小城市当中呢，每个人都知道其他的人的一些私人的讯息。
I've been tempted to ask, what is it your business is that you don't want people to know about?
有时候呢，虽然我知道不应该，但是有时候又情不自禁的想着说，究竟是哪些事情人们不愿意其他的人知道呢？
I suppose it's natural for us to protect our privacy, and I think the main reason is we don't know what other people will do with the information they have about us.
我想这是一件很自然的事，我们都不希望别人知道我们太多的这个私人的事情。但是呢，我想主要的一件事情呢，是我们不知道别人他们对我们这些私人的讯息呢，他们怎么样来处理。
I think you could say it's a matter of trust. How much do we trust someone with our private information?
我想这当中牵扯到一件信任的一件事情，我们究竟对别人有多信任呢？
Even in marriage,where we're supposed to be one, we might have secrets often about our past because we think even our closest loved one might not love us as much as if they know everything.
即使是在婚姻里面也是一样的，婚姻理应是夫妻是合为一体，中间是没有任何可以隐瞒的。但是呢，常常的时候呢，我们却怕我们的配偶呢知道我们一些我们不想让他知道的这个事情，因为怕他会因此就不爱我了。
Even worse could be if they knew everything I was thinking.
即使是更糟糕的是呢，当有一些事情我们不想要我们的配偶知道我是怎么想的。
There's been imaginary movies where people canread the mind, or they hear a person what they're thinking, and it's disastrous.
有些电影里头呢，就演有过这样的情节，当对方知道我的心里在想什么的时候呢，结果引来了一番的disaster.
disastrous. Terrible.
引发了一些很糟糕的事情。
I suppose besides being trust, it could be our own insecurity as well.
我想之所以我们没有办法取得彼此的信任呢，是因为我们自己或者是别人呢，缺乏了这个安全感。
So we really may think, I don't think people will like me as much if they really knew everything about me, so I must hide some things.
因为我很害怕别人要是知道我的全部呢，他会不喜欢我，所以呢，到某一个程度呢，我必须要隐藏一些事情。
It's amazing how some people have gone all through their life wearing a mask, only for the truth to come out at an inconvenient time and people see who they really are.
很不幸的是呢，有一些人呢，他们终身是戴着面具的，只有当逼不得已的时候呢，他们才把自己显露出来。
So with the matter of insecurity, Do you ever pause and add up what your life amounts to and think, I've got to do more to be of value?
当一个人开始思想前面的这个方向的时候呢，不管他对过去曾经做过或者未曾做过的不安全感呢，不确定的感觉呢，便因此而油然而生了。
You're working hard, but it doesn't feel like you're getting anywhere. You feel unappreciated, overlooked, underpaid, maybe unnecessary.
你辛勤的努力工作呢，但是你却好像感觉到你自己的生命是停滞不前，你也好像感觉到被人低估了，你也好像觉得被人看不起，被埋没了，你也可能觉得自己好像是一个廉价劳工一样，你也可能甚至你觉得自己都是一个多余的人了。
What difference does my life make?
但是怎么样让我的生命能够有不同的这个不同的作为呢？
Well, cheer up. God has a word for you in Psalm 139. He wants to show you a different picture of your life.
让我们欢乐吧，因为在圣经诗篇第139篇里头，神的话语他告诉我们，给我们的一幅不同生命的一幅的图像。
He wants every person to see the meaning of their life from his perspective.Which is what really matters.
最重要的是呢，神从这个诗篇139篇他自己的话语里面告诉了我们，神他自己的这个，他要我们人怎么来做的。
Of course, some might say, I'm not sure I believe in God.
当然呢，有些人会讲，我不确定我是不是相信这位神。
A little story about an atheist who complained to a Christian friend. Christians have all their holidays, such as Christmas and Easter, and the Jews celebrate Passover.
有一个故事呢，是讲关于一个无神论者呢，他对一个基督徒的朋友呢，来抱怨说，哎，基督徒呢，拥有了这个他们这个一些特别的这个假日，像这个圣诞节啦。或者是复活节，那甚至这个犹太人呢，他们也庆祝他们犹太的这个节日，像这个逾越节，或者是每一个其他的宗教呢，也都有他们自己的这个假日的。
Every religion has its holiday, but atheists have no recognized holidays. It's unfair discrimination.
每一个其他的宗教呢，都有他们自己相信的这个。节日，但是对无神论者呢，那他们觉得非常受到委屈，因为他们没有他们自己的假日。
His friend replied, "What do you mean? Atheists have a holiday. People have been observing a special day in your honor for years. It's the day, first day of April, April Fool's Day."
这个基督徒朋友呢，就很幽默的来回答他的话说。这怎么会？你们无神论者怎么会没有这么一个假日呢？每年全世界的人都在来庆祝一个日子，就是四月的，叫做愚人节。
Now I'm not calling atheists fools, but God does. In Psalm 14:1, He says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God."
在圣经里，在这个诗篇第十四篇十四篇第一节这么说到。愚顽人的心里会说没有上帝，但是并不是并没有人称为这个无神论者，他们是一群傻瓜，但是神却说他们是一群愚顽人。
Now notice in this verse, the person says there is no God from his heart, not from his intellect or his mind, but from his heart.
值得注意的就是说呢。当这些人讲说没有神，事实上从他们的心里面呢，并不是从他们心里面讲说没有神，而是事实上是他们事实上，当这些愚顽人讲说没有神呢，是从他心里面，而不是从他的这个。 智慧上面来讲。
I think we'll see in Psalm 139 today just how important the heart is to God.
我想我们今天会专注在这个诗篇第139篇来讲我们的心对我们来是多么的影响我们看事情的看法。
Now there really aren't that many true atheists. I think it's right to say they're foolish, but we need to look at the word fool according to God.
我们应该按照神的这个角度呢来看和什么叫做愚顽人，而不是事实上这世上呢并没有太多真正的无神论者我想呢我们应该要从神的这个角度来看神怎么来看这些愚顽人。
The word fool doesn't really insult one's intelligence. It really has talked about how they've turned their heart toward other things than God.
当在这里圣经里头讲的这些愚顽人呢，他并不是讲一个人智慧上面的愚笨，而是讲人的心怎么样来离开神这件事情。
Romans 1, now you probably thought I wasn't going to talk about Romans anymore, but remember Romans 1 made it very clear that a reasonable person can see plenty of evidence for the Creator, if they want to.
在罗马书第一章他很清楚地说到，如果人愿意呢，人是可以从各方各面来看到神创造的伟大的。
More common and maybe even sadder is the agnostic who would say, sure, there's a creator, but we can't know anything about him or he doesn't care anything about 7 billion people in the world today.
更讽刺性的 来讲呢，这些愚顽人呢，他们讲说，这个有一个创造者呢，但是我们却不晓得这个创造者是谁，而且呢，这个创造者也不关心我们这个群体，甚至是我们个人。
Well, David's going to take us through a psalm that has a much different story about this. Psalm 139.
在诗篇第139篇这边讲到呢，这个大卫是从一个非常非常不一样的这个角度呢来看这位宇宙的创造者。
I think since you've already gone through Psalm 139 in the Chinese, we'll just refer to it in different parts, okay? And the few people here that are reading from their English Bibles, I think they got it, right? But let's pray.
让我们低头做个祷告。
Father, we do thank you that we're here, we're free, we're available to you, and we're able to open your word and hear your message for us today. One that came through David, but continues to be spoken to today, how much you love us, how well you know us completely, and what you want in our lives. You want the best for us, you want to bless us. I just pray that we will receive that from your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
First, the psalm says, God knows you and loves you completely as an individual.
在诗篇139章1到6节一开始呢，神说，这诗人说到呢，神知道我们每一个人，而且他爱我们每一个人，爱就爱到我们到底。
Whether you believe it or you accept it, God is a know-it-all.
不管你相信或者你接受不接受，神他都是全知全能的。
We might as well admit that certainly the one that has created everything out of nothing knows all things.
甚至在我们心中，我们已经没有办法否认那位能从无中来造出世界万有的那位，也必然是全知全能的。
That doesn't just include the mysteries of the universe that you scientists think that you'd like to know, but it includes knowing the individuals, each person.
在这里呢，神知道每一件事情呢，并不仅仅是 我们所熟知的这个宇宙创造这个万物，甚至我们科学所研究的那一切，这里呢，甚至包括了我们每一个人的个性。
God knows everything about you and me. He knows our thoughts, our dreams, our frustrations, from the past, the present, and into the future.
神呢，知道关于我们所有的一切事情，他知道我们的思想，他知道我们的梦想，他也知道我们的他也知道我们的这个跌到低谷的时候，不管是从过去、现在，当然也包括未来。
He knows the things you've said and done, and if we had thought no one was listening or no one was watching, he knows that too.
他也知道我们所做的那些事情，纵使我们自己自以为没有人看见，也没有人听见的事情。
These include the things that we've done that hurt others, as well as the damage others have caused us by their words and deeds.
甚至这些也包括一些事情我们伤害到别人，造成了不可弥补的这个过错，或者是别人也同样造成对我们的伤害或者因为他们的行为，或者因为他们的语言对我们造成的伤害。
He even knows about our inner motives that come from and our inner attitudes that come from those occurrences.
他甚至知道我们内心最深处关于这些事情的这个缘由。
Even as a Christian, God knows that there may be idols that we still have in our lives that stop us from being totally committed to Him.
对，甚至对一个基督徒来讲，神也知道哪些事情在我们的这个生命当中仍然阻止我们来完完全全的来信靠他的。
It could be idols of greed or power, whatever that is not what God wants for us.
他可能是一些我们贪婪的这个贪婪地位、贪婪权势的事情，这些呢都是神所不希望我们所有的。
You see, God knows you better than you know yourself, really.
神知道我们比我们自己还了解我们自己。
You may think your motive for something is okay, but God who knows you completely says it's not okay.
也许你认为 你的一些动机呢，做某些事情的动机呢，是出于好意的，但是对神来讲呢，他知道我们的最深处，而且他知道这些事情是他所不喜悦的。
So God knows you completely, but He still loves you completely as well.
虽然神他完完全全的了解我们，知道我们的不好，但是他仍然爱我们。
In fact, you could say that God told me to tell you today that He loves you. As He told me to present the word, He told me to tell you He loves you.
甚至我可以很清楚地告诉你们，神今天让我站这个讲台，就是要来告诉你们。他爱你。
And I can also tell you, as God spoke through David and many other places in the Bible, He wants to bestow blessings on you, and He wants you to see His infinite love for you.
甚至神借着这个大卫所做的事情所说的话呢，他来告诉你们，神是爱你们，他对你们的爱是永无止境的爱的。
He wants you to be in His family.And if you're not already, He wants to see that in the near future.
神爱你们，希望你们每一个人都是在神家中的这个一份子。纵使你现在还不认识他，还不相信他，但是他希望将来你会接受他的。
So someone might say, I can't understand that, how that could be. Well, neither could David.
虽然有些人讲说，我不晓得神为什么这么爱我，当相信当时大卫也不清楚。
Psalm 139 also tells you that God pursues you in love.
在诗篇139篇这里讲到说呢，神要告诉你他是怎么，从第七节到第十二节这边呢，神要告诉你他是多么的爱你。
I'm always interested to hear someone say, I looked for or I pursue God and I found him.
经常我听到人这么讲说，我寻找或者我追求神呢，而且我找到了这个神呢。
No, you might have thought you did, but really he pursued you, and he hasn't been hiding. You may have been hiding, but he hasn't been hiding.
并不是这样子的，这是神先来找你的。虽然我们常常想要躲避神，但是神他却一直的来寻找我们。
And as David says here, God is and has always been pursuing him, even when he wanted to hide, if he could.
在这段诗里头呢，大卫说到，虽然他经常的想要来躲避神，但是神却始终能够找到他的。
So he tracks me whether I want to go to the top of one of these nice mountains out here or down in my dark basement, he's with me.
所以不管我是在这个最高山的这个山顶呢，或是在我家里面最暗的一个地下室里的房间呢，神总是能够找到我的。
And he tracks me down not to point out all my faults or to punish me for my sin, but really just to show me his love and the purpose that he has for my life.
神这么用心的来找我，他并不是要来找我生命中的这个任何的这个错处来惩罚我，而是呢，他要告诉我他多爱我，他愿意在我的生命当中来帮助我的。
He's determined to give me grace and to have a relationship and be involved in my life personally.
他决定给我他决定给我有这个恩慈，让我来在我的生命当中呢，我能够知道我生命的意义。
David says, "Your hand guides me and gives me the strength that I need to get through life."
大卫在这里说到呢，大卫在这里说到呢，你的手总是引导我，总是给我这个力量，能够让我来度过我的生命。
You can almost hear God say, yeah, I hope you weren't thinking you were doing all this yourself.
你几乎可以对神就听到神这么说，我希望你我希望你了解到你人生的事情都不是你自己一个人走过的，而是我和你一起来走过的。
What an awesome thought, which I hope you've all experienced, that even when we're at our loneliest time, God was there with us.
我这里有一个很奇妙的这个想法呢，我希望你们大家都曾经经历过呢，就是即使是我最孤独的时候呢，神仍然是和我同在的。
Many of you probably heard the poem, and I think they made it in a song of Footprints in the Sand.
我想在座的各位可能都听过一首诗，或者是已经也改编成一首歌，关于这个沙滩上的脚印的故事。
You know, someone saying, "When I thought I was walking with you, Lord, I could see two sets of footprints in the sand." But when I was really, really lonely and down, I could only see one set of footprints.
当这个人告诉你说，诶，我平时的时候呢，我看到的都是两双的这个脚印呢。但是当我非常孤独的时候呢，但是我怎么只看到我自己的脚印呢？
It's at those times when God says, "I know, those are my footprints, as I carried you in those difficult times," as he did David.
但是神告诉这个人说呢，事实上我一直都是跟你同在的，你看到的那双脚印，那是我的脚印。
I'll have to share with you, and I don't think she minds, that Psalm 139 has always been a favorite psalm of Pat's. Because she has often said, no one else can really know all my experience except God. And that has been a great comfort to her.
诗篇139篇呢，是我太太Pat 她最喜欢的一首诗篇，因为在这里她经历到这个神的这个爱，当她她神的同在呢，带给 Pat 极大的这个安慰，而且呢，我也希望这样子的安慰呢，我同样神能带给你。
So I'm just here today to help remind you that I hope that you can feel that comfort as well in your lives.
同样在这里呢，我也希望你们能够经历到这样子的安慰。
If we have God in our lives, we're called God's beloved, chosen, dearly loved children.
如果我们有我们所知道的这个耶稣的爱在我们心里面呢，我们就会经历到神他的这个我们所谓这个他心爱的他拣选的他深爱的这个这孩子的爱。
Okay. And we're told in Romans 8, there's that Romans again, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
这里告诉我们呢，没有任何的事情可以让我们和在耶稣基督里头神的爱来隔绝的。
Now as David tells us here, and I think it really kind of blows our mind, that God even saw and loved us before we were born.
在这里大卫王他讲了一句让我们非常震惊的话，就是神甚至在我们出生之前他就已经认识了我们。
And God tells you in this psalm that he made you. You are not an accident of nature.
在诗篇139篇这里讲到说是神造了我们，我们的出生不是一个自然界的意外而出来的。
One of the saddest things today is how our education system, after driving thoughts of God out of schools, has convinced our young people they're an accidental matter floating in an accidental world.
在 现代我们这个生活这个每天的生活当中呢特别是在我们的教育这个系统当中呢，有一件很悲哀的一件事情，也就是特别是在1960年之后，教育界呢把神推出了这个学校的这个范围之内呢而且迫使这个年轻的这个学生呢，他们相信他们的来到，每个人的这个来到呢，也只不过是一个偶然的一件事情，臣服在这个世界，这个偶然的世界里面的一件事情而已。
God wants all of us to see we are a treasured creation made in His likeness.
神在这里要我们看见我们的这个他，我们是他宝贵的这个。创造，而且呢，是按照他的形象来做的。
In fact, as David says here, God knows each one of you personally, and by Him we have been remarkably and wonderfully made.
而且在这篇诗篇里面呢，神大卫要我们知道，神创造我们每一个人呢，是按照我们每一个人的这个个性所创造的。他而且他告诉我们我们的受造呢是这么的奇妙可畏的。
Now if I look in the mirror and say I don't seem to be as wonderfully made as someone else I know, I'm getting that idea from the world, not from my heavenly Father who made me for himself.
如果你照到镜子呢，那你会讲说你自己可能不是那么完美的一个人，但是
You know how we look in the mirror and I can say, I'm not as wonderfully made as Nathan is.
当我们照这个照镜子的时候呢，我们会也许觉得我们自己不是那么的完美，那我们是因为我们把这个世界的这个观念呢，价值观呢，引进了我们的这个生命当中，我们不认为我们是这个天父他的创造。
This word that's used in verse 14 for wonderfully made really is the ideal wonderfully set apart to be God's, wonderfully His.
在这个十四节这边呢，上下文里面呢，这个诗人都用的这个言辞呢，表达神他的被我们人的被造。 是这么奇妙的，被神选召来属于他的。
So it's not some Mr. Mrs. Universe, some beauty contest that's based on our outward features.
我们每一个人所讲的呢，我们每一个人的这个被造呢，并不是只单单指那些世界先生或者世界小姐里头。 那些选美里头，只是凭着这个外观来造的。But
it is like 1 Samuel 16:17, where it says, "Man looks on the outside appearance, but God looks on the heart, the inward heart."
就像撒母耳记上16篇第7节这么说到：“人是看外貌，但是耶和华他却是看内心的。”
So the other thing that this psalm tells us is that God has plans for us.
在诗篇139篇，同时也告诉我们，神也为我们每一个人有拟定了一个计划了。David
realized here that his personal life with God began in his mother's womb, and that God had set special love upon him from those earliest stages.
大卫在这里了解到，他每一个人的这个生命。 是从母亲的这个子宫里面开始，而且呢，神甚至在每一个人在他的这个早期的童年的生命当中呢，就已经为他设定了一份特别的爱。Another
one that boggles the mind is that all of our days were written in this book of life before they began.
甚至在生命册。 在他出生之前呢，神就已经把他的名字写在生命册上了。
So I hope each one of us can realize that God has a plan for us, and all we need to do is accept it and let Him live it out in us.
我想每一个人都应该在这里和每一个人来分享，就是神对每一个人都有一个计划，那神希望。
And this plan includes God's precious thoughts and blessings.
这个计划包括了神的这个宝贵的这个想法和很多的祝福。
And these blessings and God's mercies to us are new every day when we wake up.
当我们醒来的时候，这每一天的这个祝福呢，都是神的。 对我们来讲，都是一个神的这个祝福。Can
you get a little bit excited about that? What a great thought to get out of bed each day, giving thanks and expecting to see what God's going to do in our life.
当我们每一天起床都有一个这么一个伟大的想法的时候呢，我们期望的去看到神为我们预备的这个祝福，每一天的这个祝福是什么？ 那我们会是多么的高兴呢?
Now David says these blessings are too many to be counted, but maybe we should try anyway. There's a song, Count Your Blessings. Count them one by one, see what God has done in your life.
对，显然呢，神给大卫的这个祝福是太多太多了。也许呢，但是呢，我们也应该试着 来去数算神的这个恩典，就像在一首歌里头数算恩典这首歌里头，我们一件一件的一个一个恩典呢，我们来数算神在我们身上的祝福。
And just so you don't think these thoughts of God knowing you before you were born are just David in the Old Testament, let's look at Ephesians 1:3-4.
在以弗所书第一章第三到四节，保罗告诉我们关于神
I'll read that first in English.
Okay.
Yeah. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes.
在以弗所书第一章第三到四节这么说道，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
You know, it's interesting to think that all along God knewOne night, David would be standing on his balcony, looking to where he shouldn't be looking, thinking thoughts that he shouldn't be thinking.
很有意思的是，事实上神从早先就已经知道大卫有一天呢，有一个晚上呢，他会站在他的阁楼上面观看一个他不应该看的事情。
He knew that he would not only follow that with adultery, but he would follow it with murder of one of his closest men.
他也知道大卫呢，他这件看了他不该看的事情，不仅仅会导致他出现了婚外情，甚至因为这个婚外情呢，他会把他最亲信的一个部下呢，把他杀了。
Yet even then, God knew that he would make David king of Israel.
但虽然如此呢，他仍然在圣经里头说大卫呢是他所喜悦的一个人。
Even though David would have these sins in his life, and he would be known as a man.With much blood on his hands from war.
Would you repeat one more?
Even though God knew of his sins and that he would be a man of war with much blood on his hands.
甚至神也知道甚至神也早已知道大卫呢会经历了很多的战事，在战事中杀了很多，染了很多的血腥。
Now there was consequences, but God never removed His hand from David's life.
但是神从来就没有把他的手离开过大卫身上。
Now this takes us to verses 19 through 22, and there may be times when we find it difficult to reconcile parts of the Old Testament with the New Testament.
在第十九节到二十二节在这边呢，我们似乎很难看到旧约和新约的这个慈爱的这个连带的关系是怎么样的。
Even in the psalm, we can see David's tendency to say, "Let's just kill them all and let God sort them out."
甚至在诗篇里头，大卫也忍不住这么讲说。把他们全杀了，让神来掌管他们，来理清这些事吧。
I think what we see in these verses really is David hating evil and the ideal of those who hate God and actively oppose him.
我想在这里主要的重点是大卫在这里他是多么恨恶这些邪恶的事和那些恨恶神的邪恶的人。
And I think David, being an honest man, he was really questioning himself, Lord, shouldn't I hate these enemies?
在这里大卫是一个非常诚实的人，他在这里询问他自己说，神，难道我不应该来恨恶这些恶人吗？
Now I will say this, God's word does tell us that we should hate evil.
然而神他的确告诉我们要恨恶这些邪恶的事的。
But perhaps David should have spoken with the words of wisdom of his son, Solomon, as he did in Proverbs 8:13.
也许呢大卫应该有他儿子大卫王在箴言第八章十三节这么样的智慧。
He said, the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance in the way of evil, perverted speech I hate.
在这敬畏神是恨恶神恨恶邪恶的事呢是敬畏神的自大和骄傲甚至呢邪恶的这个方式呢都是变态的这个甚至变态的言语呢都是我所厌恶的。
Even with all of this sin in David's life, Acts 13:22, through Paul, God says he was a man after my own heart.
甚至在《使徒行传》第十三章二十二节，神这么说道：既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他们做见证，说：我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人。凡是遵行我的旨意，他是我合我心意的人。
And it's probably these words of hate coming out of his mouth that leads us to verse 23 and 24.
我想这在第二三到二四节这边这也是为什么在这篇里头有接下来第二十三、第二十四节这边来评论讲到说大卫对他仇敌狂妄的那些话。
Finally, God says in Psalm 139 that your prayers are honored as you cry out to Him for help and to live out His plans.
在诗篇一百三十九篇这里告诉说看看在我里面有什么恶行没有。引导我走永生的路。
These two verses have been many, many, many times in my prayers.
这一段话曾经出现在我的祷告里面好多好多次了。
And so it is with David, who comes to this openness that God will search him, show him how to be all that God wants him to be.
在这里这一段话呢，并不是神并没有告诉我只是照本宣科就好了，而是他希望我能把他真正的意义讲出来。
So I'll bring up this question for all of us. How badly do we want to see our life as God sees it?
在这里我向大家挑战一件事情，就是How badly?
How much do we want to see that? Okay.
我们心中究竟有多么渴望的来见神？
Do we really want to have His view of life? Really want to know His ways? Really want to know Him?
我们真的是希望能够寻得神的这个旨意，来照他的话来做吗？
Here's what He says about that in Jeremiah 9:23 and 24.
在耶利米书第九章第二三二四节这么说道。
Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord.
在耶利米书第九章第二三到二四节这么说道，耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却要因为他有聪明，能够认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，而以此夸口，这是耶和华所说的。
So what is something that might stop us from praying those prayers?
有什么事情可以阻止我们不在我们的生活当中来向神来祈求呢？
You know, pride is something that can creep in, and while many keeps them from crying out for a Savior, even in believers, it might keep us from really seeking Him totally.
事实是呢，神希望我们能够来认识他。事实上呢，神知道我们完完全全的知道我们，而且呢，他是我们很多的时候呢，是因为我们自己不认识我们自己。
Hopefully you can see I'm skipping some verses for time's sake. After all, those who think they are well, they don't look for a doctor, okay?
。
Well, someone that thinks they're okay, they don't go to the doctor.
They don't go to
the doctor.
人们呢经常认为我还很健康，所以我不需要医生的，我不去看医生的。
But when it comes to us seeing our own hearts, we can let pride keep us from seeing what is there, what needs to be corrected.
但是经常呢，自大呢，让我们看不见我们自己需要改进的地方。
Pride can affect our eyesight. It often causes us to view ourselves through a little bit of distorted reality.
自大呢，也遮蔽了我们的这个眼光，让我们呢看很多事情，好像戴了一个透视一个扭曲事实的这个眼镜片一样。
You know, I'm always amazed when people say, I never struggle with pride. And I'm saying, well, you must be the one person on earth. You don't have to translate that. But when there's times when I'm tempted to pat myself on the back, that's the times I need to be most careful.
多少时候呢，当我自己拍拍我的健康，自认为很健康的时候呢，这个时候正是我自己需要特别谨慎的这个时候。
I really should be seeking a second opinion from the only one whose opinion really counts.
我真的这个时候呢，我需要去寻求第二个这个意见。那这个第二个意见呢，是真正了解我的这个意见的那位神的意见。
And the other problem with pride is it can cause us not to see God's goodness in others.It can cause us really to have a harsh spirit toward others.
有时候呢，这个自大呢，也造成了我们忽略了这个神也对其他人恩慈的这件事情呢。那常常我们也对其他人怀着这个心怀恶意。
That's not something that God has planned for our lives.
这不是神对我们的心意的。
Only when the Spirit of God is moving, humbling us, can we look past our pride, see ourselves clearly, identify our sicknesses, and seek His cure.
因为神神的圣灵是感动人，而且经常呢是 让我们能够低下头来，来正视我们自己的这个骄傲自大呢，那能够使我们更能看清楚我们自己，确认这个病因的所在，然后呢，能够来寻求根治的。
And really, when God shows me my pride, He is moving me closer to Him, causing me to cling more seriously to the righteousness of Christ.
当这个神呢，让我知道我自己的这个自大之后呢，他是让我能够更贴近神，来加更加的能够来坚定持守这个基督的这个公义的。
This is for sure the will of God for our lives.
这是非常确定的一件事情，神他至终就是希望我们所过的一个生活。
So why not pray and see what God does in your life? It's to your benefit, to His glory.
为什么我们不试着来祷告，来看看神怎么在我们生命当中来做工，不仅仅能够让你来受益，也能够来荣耀他的。
Again, He knows you, He pursues you, He made you with a purpose, and is ready to live out His purpose, His plans in your life.
毕竟呢，神知道我们从里到外，他要我们他造我们是有一个目的，而且希望我们能够活出他所希望我们活出的每一天。
Now really, I should close by telling you this prayer is really one of a believer who has already accepted by faith that God loves them, sent His Son to pay the price for their sin, and has offered them the free gift of eternal life.
我想借用一个故事呢来做今天的这段的结束。这个故事呢是关于一个信徒呢，他怎么接受在信里头呢，接受这位神是多么的爱他这位神他把他的独生儿子呢他为了我们的罪呢付上了这个代价，然后给我们，让我们每人呢能够有这个永生。
And really, I can't stress this enough that everyone that accepts this free gift has nothing to offer God at that time and has no way of pleasing Him until that has taken place.
在这里呢，我向你们说明一点，没有一个人呢能够用任何的这个我们不可能做任何一件好事呢来成就这让神来成就这件事情，而且也没有任何一件事情呢能够来让神给我们这份的永生，因为神以神他
This is worth discussing. Yeah, I think you can say that the mistake some people make is, I have to get myself right. I have to learn how to please God. I have to do this, and then I'll become a Christian. No, that's not the way it works.
成为基督徒的要素呢，并不是说因为我们在神面前做了多少好事，或者是我们怎么我们做了多少好事，不是的完全是因为神他的恩典。
We come as a sinner, and then as we're His child, we come to Him in prayer, confident that He will show us His ways, guide us in the ways the rest of our days.
我们就像一个小孩一样来到他的面前我们来向他祈求向他祷告，我们怀着我们相信他会按照他的方式来引领我们让我们再次能够按照他的方式来过他所喜悦的这个方式。
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Father, this is a lot for us to take in as we read through this psalm. I know it has been for me in preparing this, just more than I can understand, more than I can myself figure out. But trusting in you, we look to your word. We see this coming through David in his life. And we do ask you to show us your purpose for us in life, to show us what our heart's really like, to show us how our thoughts are affecting our life. And then lead us, Father. Lead us into your ways. Those are the ways that will give us the happiest life and give us eternal life. So I pray that for each person here on a daily basis, that they would just receive your mercies and your love every day. In Jesus' name, amen.